Well, Mickey, looking forward to another season, no doubt, and certainly no change in Tyrone. Look to be in good shape going in on the back of a couple of good results in the McKenna Cup.
Well, everything's possible at this time of year, as well, when you haven't set out on the serious business. But we always said this over the number of years, we like to take the McKenna Cup seriously and do the best we can in it. It doesn't always be an indicator of how good you can be that year, but I've always of the opinion that it's better to be winning than losing.
Yeah, and you feel fairly strong sides. I know you experimented a bit, but looking at the lineups, you're probably one of the teams that was feeling your most recognisable teams.
Well, that's it. We have a lot of players, I suppose, who have been there for a few years now. So, you know, we are, even though we mix and match a bit, we do keep a core of the team with experienced players. And I think that's only fair for new people coming in, that you don't want to leave them high and dry. So you need some experienced people there to be a sort of a stable focus, if you like, for the team. And then they get a chance to play around that, you know. So, yes, you'll always see the core of the team being pretty people that you would know, and others then on various days get some game time, yeah.
And before we look at some of the newcomers you've brought in, change to the management team as well, Stephen O'Neill drafted in?
Yeah. I mean, I've worked with Stevie since his minor days back in the 97 time, and I've always admired him as a person and the footballer that he was. And I thought to myself, it's a very high skill set to have around a team, you know, what he has to offer. And, you know, sometimes people say that, you know, the likes of Stephen O'Neill or Peter Cannon and people who got there, this innate ability that just comes to them and they really wouldn't be able to really share it with others because it's so natural to them. But I don't necessarily agree with that. I think that, you know, it helps them think about what made them so good, and then they have the capacity to share that with others, maybe give them insights that they wouldn't recognise for themselves, or maybe the rest of us couldn't show them.
Yeah. And of course he is a teacher, so he comes from a teaching background as well, which maybe makes it a little easier.
Well, that's true. I mean, I think to teach your subject, you need to know quite a bit about it, and not just knowing about the subject, but how you put that information over to the listeners or the observers. So, yeah, that skill set that he needs for teaching will serve him well as a coach too, I do believe, yeah.
And what are you looking for Stephen to bring to the team?
Well, just, I suppose, that hidden ingredient that he had of himself, who could teach forwards maybe a better way of being part of an effective side. And, you know, people instinctively have their own way of doing things. Maybe people get into the habit of doing things and that's the way they rely on. So if he can open up new ideas, new thoughts, new processes for them to think about as footballers, and particularly, I suppose, forwards and inside forwards, then I know that he will bring something valuable in that context for them.
And how has he settled in?
Oh, very seamlessly, I would say. Obviously, all the players that are there now would have had respect for him, that they'd have admired him from a distance, most of them, and some of them might have shared the field with him on occasions, but the majority of the players we have in the squad now would have been looking on at him in his heyday, and they would certainly be very impressed by him, the way he played and the way he carries himself now.
As we mentioned, you experimented somewhat in the McKenna Cup and did bring in a number of players. And I suppose the players that seemed to be grabbing headlines were Kieran McLaughlin, Ben McDonald, and Michael McKernan.
Yeah, and Brandy Burns as well. The four lads that have come in as new for the McKenna Cup definitely acquitted themselves well for the game time they got. But again, you know, it's one of those things where there's serious competition at this level in every county. I mean, you know, people sometimes have to bide their time and serve their time, so to speak, before they get straight into the starting lineup. So there's that to be considered, and maybe that's what players need to understand in the modern game. There's so many people training to a very high level and at a high standard of play. So you could be a very good footballer and not get a lot of game time in your early days at county level. And I think if you learn to live with that and work on your own game and improve, then the opportunities are there for people in the future.
And I suppose, you'll forgive me for reminding you, but I suppose, in fairness, some of the subtext for this season, and especially for the start of the league, goes back to that defeat by Dublin, I suppose. That still hurts and still lingers.
Oh, of course it does. I mean, all these things are facts that happen, and some days they're good things to remember, and some days it's things that are far from good, and I suppose that was one of those days that it was a bit of a sad end to what had been a decent season up to that. But that's a fact of life. We have to learn to live with that and hopefully learn from it. And if we learn enough from it, then maybe that'll ease the pain a bit. If we didn't learn much from it, then I suppose the pain will linger a lot longer.
And I suppose we're going to find out in the league, though. It may come to the championship before we find out that. Tell me, looking at the league, tough Division 1, pretty competitive this year. And I suppose yours is made a little bit more by the fact that you have four away games and three home.
That's right. And it is significant. The away games are challenging because you have to travel, sometimes stay overnight, and it asks a lot more of the players. We have three of our first four games away from home, and that's a daunting enough task too, considering that the one that we have at home is Dublin. So, it is challenging, and you have to be on your toes. You have to hit the ground running because everybody's really after the early points, because if the season goes on and you're struggling for points, they certainly don't come any easier in the last two or three games, as we knew from last year.
Yeah, and the home games, as you said, aren't easy either. Dublin, the All-Ireland champions, Donegal, I suppose, your great rivals of recent years, and the Kingdom of Kerry, another great rival.
Well, that's true. It's hard and harder, I suppose, is the case here. You know, it's hard to go away to some of these places and expect to get points, and probably just as hard, or if not harder, to see some of the teams that are coming to us. But anyway, that's where we want to be. It's Division 1. It's competitive every day you go out. And, you know, you have to be competitive and pick up enough points to keep yourself in the division. That's the key and first task of everybody that's in Division 1, regardless of who they are. And when they have that achieved, then they can have their head pointing in a higher place if they find themselves in that place. But most people want to be away from the relegation dogfight anyway, and we're no different.
And as you said, away in Tuama on Sunday. How are you fixed?
Well, we're fixed okay. I suppose we'll miss Colm Cavanagh, no doubt. He's been a major player for us for a number of years, but he's got club activity that's very important to him at the minute, and we respect that. But otherwise, we are fairly clean by the health. A few niggles here and there, a few men maybe that could be in the squad certainly that are unavailable with injury now, but. We're happy enough. We have a lot of players who have worked hard over the last couple of months, and hopefully if they put that good work that they've done and bring it onto the field in Tuam, we should be very competitive.
Yeah. Galway, of course, one of the top sides in Connacht. Reading in the Irish News yesterday, Kevin Walsh certainly was crying the poor mouth. They seem to be down a lot of players. An opportunity maybe for Mitch Tyrone?
Well... I suppose, you know, people probably tell you the worst story that they have to offer rather than the best one. So if he has a lot of players missing, that's difficult for sure, because you can't lose a lot of experienced players and expect to be as good as you would be if you had them. So I don't know how many of them will actually turn out to be the reality, but we know we'll have a challenge anyway. No matter who's missing, they have a lot of good footballers. They've been very successful on 21 the last number of years. It'll be a battle. It's their own backyard, and they'll be keen to get off the mark as well. And I no doubt they'll be consider that Tyrone is as good a chance to get 2 points off as anybody else in that division.
And tell me, can we expect to see any new faces in the team for Sunday?
You probably will. Yeah, you will. Not too many, I suppose. You'll see maybe players that you haven't seen as much of before, but the basis of the team will be, you know, the team that played against Dublin. Hopefully there'll be maybe two-thirds of the team or better will be part of that, and then there'll be some people maybe who had been on the fringes in the last year or two, and perhaps a new face, you never know.